Welcome back, friends. Thank you for joining me. Super excited for today's episode because I know that the last several weeks I've given you a lot to think about, and it's been a lot of brain work and thought work. What's going on in your head? Are you taking your thoughts captive? Which is all super important. But on the other side of that same coin is also, what are you literally doing every day? What are some of the choices you're making with your time and your habits? And as promised, last week I was talking about your MO, your method of operating. How do you operate from day to day? And so we talked about that in theory. And so now I want to get into some very practical, what can you do to support your life so that you can create the marriage and the life that you want? So grab a notebook and pen if you want to jot down some notes. I have some suggestions, some of what I'm doing, and then some questions so that you can create an MO for yourself.
Hey mama, welcome to Intimacy After Infidelity. Do you find yourself Googling, can a marriage survive infidelity? Or what's the first step to divorce? Do you wake up full of hope only to end the day with more shame when there's another stupid argument again? Hey, I'm Christina Joy, forgiven daughter of Jesus. I too felt the shame of infidelity and wished someone had a roadmap for how to get out of the mess so I could experience freedom. I kept telling myself I just needed to try harder to end the affair and fix my marriage, until I found I needed Jesus to heal some deep wounds in my heart. Through prayer, lots of research, and developing new healthy habits, I was able to find healing to shed my shame once and for all. Now I'm excited to share everything I've learned with you. So find your safe space and pop in that earbud. Let's rebuild your life and marriage better than it's ever been.
All right, friends, I want to jump right in today. And like I said, last week we talked about your MO. What's your method of operating? And I was kind of getting hung up on this idea of boundaries and staying on the straight and narrow and just rules. Ugh, you know, do those words bring up any kind of negative emotion in you? And so I talked last week about this idea of a structure or a support, a trellis, something that can support you and help you in the way that you want to grow. Just like a plant, different plants need different things. Well, start to get to know yourself. Who are you and what is it that you need? All right, so just to jump right in, I will start by telling you I have been taking a course or working with a coach on being very systematic in different areas of my life, whether it's work or personal business, like here, you know, the podcast and the coaching that I do. But also having systems for my personal life and my family life, and just structuring it, again, this idea of structure, so that I can be intentional. I want to be present wherever I am. So if I am with my family, I want to be present with my kids and my husband. I don't want my brain to be thinking about work when my body is with my family, or vice versa. I don't want my body to be at work trying to accomplish tasks when my brain is actually distracted with things going on at home. I want everything to have a place. And I used to use that phrase with like toys, everything has a home. However, I also want that to be in my mind, and I want my body to be connected with my brain. Everything has a place. And so put it in its place, it with support, so that I can be present. That's my goal, be present and be living a life of peace and joy and delight. So I tell you that so you have a little background of where I'm coming from and what's my goal, what's my overarching goal for this. I want a life of presence and being intentional and living in delight, having fun. Okay, so again, this started with these systems. And so I've kind of broken my day up into different blocks of time. You may have heard different people talk about time blocks for your day. So I'll tell you really quick a few of the time blocks that I have. And this covers my whole day. In the morning, I have an AM time block. And it could be as short as 15 minutes, or it could be longer, like an hour or two. But this AM time block has a structure to it. There's no tech and there's no kids. So it's me personally and what I choose to do with that time. Then after that is a general morning block where I'm working on this, but I believe there should be no tech. You know, my phone is put away. I don't need it right now, but I'm 100% focused on serving my family. So I'm getting the kids awake. Maybe we're getting ready for school, or if it's a Saturday, you know, hey, time to make breakfast and play. But in this AM block, no screens, but I'm focused on serving my family. And then whatever your midday looks like, if you have a job, if you have just other appointments, and it's, you know, kind of your work block. And then you mirror the evening. So then you have this evening time where, again, phone goes away. You're disconnected from the world, but you are focused on your family 100%. And then right before you go to bed, a PM block that, again, is for you. No screen and no kids. But maybe that's the time that you have with your husband, or you're reading a book, or you're doing a nightly routine, you know, get a shower, take your makeup off, whatever, before you crawl into bed at night. So that is my day, but then what is going into the day? What are some of the nitty-gritty things? How I started thinking about this actually came from a teaching that I've learned from my church. And I will link this in the show notes, but it's something that we refer to as the six P's, and I'll tell you those in a minute. But what's our practice for the six P's? And the goal of that, again, is to create this life of intentionality, being present, loving the people that are around us, and just creating the support, the structure that we need to create the life that we want and the life that God is calling us to. So again, I'll link that in the notes if you want more resources of like the teachings that I've heard. There's workbooks that you can fill out, you know, questions and answers that you can fill out to help you dive into this. But here are the six P's, and here's what they mean to me. So the first one is prayer, and I 100,000% support this. I want to have a daily prayer time, whether it's in my journal or whether it's in my brain, or even if it's with my kids in the car. But I know that prayer is part of my structure. I want to grow and live in constant communion with my Father. And so I know that prayer is a value that I have, and it will happen every single day. So I'm growing in prayer. The next thing, the next P that we talk about is pace. And this could mean a lot of different things, but for me, that means that I have a Sabbath. So once a week on Sunday, that's how it works in my family. On Sunday, I unplug and I purposely try to find things that bring me delight, that help me rest. So if my body needs a nap, or if it's a beautiful day and I want to get outside and go for a walk, that brings me joy and delight. So whatever that is, but pace. So I am not go, 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 go all of the time. Another one under that category is that I prioritize sleep. I am in a season where I'm struggling with kids waking me up at night. And so we're working really hard on kids staying in their own rooms and not waking mom up. But I have to get, for me, it's about 8 hours of sleep a night. That is what I need to feel my best the next day, to be mentally alert and emotionally compassionate and all those things. So with pace, I have a weekly rest, but then also daily, I've got to get uninterrupted sleep. Another P is practice. So as I am an apprentice of Jesus, as I'm a student of his, I look at Jesus and say, what sorts of things did he practice? And I want to do that too. So one example of that is for me getting in scripture. I want to be in scripture every day. Some days I have something specific that I want to study, or a story I want to look at, or I have a question about something. But other days I have a book I'm going through. It's the Rooted, think of roots of a tree, the Rooted Bible study. And it is for busy moms. And what they have outlined is how you can read through the Bible by reading two chapters a day, 5 days a week. So it's a little bit of a slower pace, but for busy moms who want just the overall read through the Bible in a year, it's been a great resource. They have devotionals and all that. So with this P of practice, what did Jesus practice? Well, he was in the Bible. He was in God's word. And so I want to do that too. Okay, the fourth P that I look at is people. What people can I be around that I'm pouring into and who are also pouring into me? So first of all, that means showing up for me, showing up on this podcast every week and pouring into the beautiful women in the Facebook community. So I'm committed to our Facebook community and the sisters there. And I'm also committed to a small group that I'm in our church. It's hard to get there some weeks, but I'm committed to that because I want to be around the people that are building me up. So again, structure, who's going to encourage me and who can I also be encouraging? Okay, the next one, number five, is peacemaking. And so for me in this season of my life, that means seeking peace in my home. And how am I seeking peace in my home? Well, that means that I'm going to counseling and I am staying consistent with coaching. So there are things that I'm doing that are helping me pursue peace, because the counseling and the coaching, those are helping me have better conversations with my husband to say, hey, husband, how can we continue to grow peace in our home? What does that look like? I love, love, love the scripture that says seek peace and pursue it. So I am actively pursuing peace with my husband and my children. And then the last one is place. So locally, where are you? And so for me, that's a commitment to my church. And we have the heart for serving our local community. So place, where does God have you? Can you be intentional there? And for me, that also means in my workplace. Again, am I seeking peace and unity in the place that I work? I want to be intentional there to pour into my coworkers, but then also have the boundaries to say, hey, work is done and I can go home and be with my family again. So those are some of the specific things that I'm doing. Again, all with the motivation of what are the habits and the structures that I can incorporate in my life, not as a list of rules. I'm not trying to check these boxes, but these are a structure to say, man, I know that these things give me life. They help me become the best version of myself, the version that God created me to be. And these things will set me up for success. So absolutely no judgment if, you know, this week is hard and I couldn't get to something. That's fine. Life happens. There's room for that. But again, there's a structure that keeps me going. If I'm not feeling well, you know, if there's not peace in my home, or if I'm not feeling the joy of the Lord, I can go back and say, how am I doing with these habits? So here are a couple questions for you. What sorts of things bring you life, and what brings you joy? Or the other side of that, is there something that you have been doing that you need to stop? Maybe you're doing something, and if you were honest, you'd say, that does not bring me peace. This, when I do this, I do not feel joy. So be really honest with yourself and ask, is there something that you need to stop, or what is it that you need to start? And then how are you caring for yourself? How are you caring for your spirit? How are you caring for your physical body? And how are you caring for your heart and your connections? We all want to see, we all want to feel seen. We all want to feel loved. We all want to feel valued. And so are you meeting those needs for yourself? Do you have structures in place that will help you take care of yourself so that wherever you are, you can show up at your best? So I would love to dig into this deeper with you. If you have questions or if you want to tell me some of the habits that bring you joy and life, I would love to know what those things are. So please feel free to send me a message, stop by our Facebook group, and leave a comment in there, see what we are doing in there. And I would love to connect with you. I'd love to sit down, hear your story, and see how maybe I could also support you just with what's the next right step for me. So, Father, I love my sisters. Father, thank you for having our paths cross at such a time as this. Father, we love you, and we just ask your blessing, your favor over our marriage, over our families, and over everything that we put our hand to. God, thank you for seeing us. Thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hey, Mama. I hope today's episode encouraged your heart. If you need to talk about this some more, would you send me a message at ChristinaJoyCoaching.com? Also, please take 30 seconds and leave me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It thrills my heart to know this podcast is helping you heal your heart so you can shed the shame of your affair. I am cheering for you, and I can't wait to hear your story. I'll meet you back here on Tuesdays and Thursdays for another episode. As always, be clothed with strength and dignity, and laugh without fear of the future.